Hello. Welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I'm here today with Jackie Zimmerman. Jackie is the founder and president of Girls with Guts, a nonprofit organization that empowers women living with inflammatory bowel disease. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Before we get started, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Jackie Zimmerman. I'm a Michigan born and raised, and I have been working in patient advocacy for 10 years now. I was diagnosed with MS 10 years ago, and then 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. And so much like a lot of other patient advocates, I felt the need to do something about that and find a way to find goodness in my diagnosis. So I decided to blog and tell the whole world way too much about my digestive tract. And from there, I decided to start Girls with Guts.
And a little bit more about your background, because you've been a fighter for a long time. And I think people would be interested in what you do for a sport.
I play roller derby for the Ypsilanti Vigilantes.
So how long have you been doing roller derby?
I've been playing roller derby for almost four years next year, I think, which is kind of insane.
And you're dealing with two inflammatory processes. You have the MS and you have the inflammatory bowel disease. When you're trying to stay active and exercise and play these sports, how can you do that while managing such difficult chronic illnesses?
It is a very delicate balance between overdoing it and then underdoing it. So our practices are 2 hours long, and basically I just give myself permission to take breaks when I need to. And it's hard to explain, because I'm somebody who can walk around the grocery store for an hour and just be wiped. I'll need a nap after that. But I can go play 2 hours of roller derby and be relatively fine. And my reasoning behind that is because there's so much adrenaline in your body when you're playing a sport like that, that it kind of makes up where your normal fatigue would set in, versus doing normal people activities where I'm not super excited to grocery shop. I find that my body does what you would expect it to, which is tires out pretty easily. And that is a struggle, because I want to cross train. I want to work up more to be better at roller derby. But I find cross-training to be incredibly difficult, because I don't have the energy for it, and I tire out very quickly.
Living with two chronic illnesses can be a challenge for anyone. And, you know, you happen to have chronic illnesses that not only could impact your mobility or your vision or your cognition, but also impact your digestive system. When you're out and about, how do you manage the symptoms with all you have going on and all you're trying to accomplish?
So it's actually changed. If you had asked me that 5 or 6 years ago, I would have said that, you know, IBD was the one that was really my struggle. But I had a series of surgeries to remove my large intestine, and so I have a J pouch now. And the J pouch has enabled me to really sort of like live life and do everything that I got to do and everything that I want to do. And I've been very fortunate that I've been relatively healthy in terms of my colitis after surgery. But now my MS is the one that is kind of being problematic, in that, you know, on hot days, I really feel it. When I work out too much, my body gets really hot. I really feel it. So it's a fine dance between getting frustrated at what you can't do and just giving yourself the space to say, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow.
I want to get back to the blogging. Then I want to get into how you decided to create Girls with Guts. Does it kind of go together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it actually couldn't go together more perfectly than what happened, which was at the time when I started my colitis blog was 2009, I think. That was before my surgeries. And I was just doing it because nobody was really doing it at the time. And I'm not saying I'm the only one, but it really was, nobody believes this, but it was a time on the internet where there were just a handful of people really publicly talking about living with IBD. And most of it was happening behind private forums because of the stigma that goes along with having it. And so I did it as a catharsis, as a way to kind of deal with this like thing that I couldn't talk to anybody about in real life. So I put it on the internet, you know, like everybody does. And through that process, I met a couple of the other people who were doing it. And we all knew each other. And even now, you know, as you know, when you get into a circle of a condition area, the people who are really talking the loudest tend to know each other. And so we four or five of us decided to get together one weekend, and we were like, let's meet up in Chicago and let's meet each other and hang out and talk about what we do on our blogs and how to make this, you know, bigger and better for all of us. And from that weekend, we had a lot of interest from people online who wanted, like, you know, when are you doing this again? Can we come? And it was after that weekend that I had talked to some people, and I was kind of like, you know, we should do this. We should offer up an event to other people living with IBD. And that's where it was going to start. We were just going to, like, have an event, but you can't really have an event without an entity behind it. So we realized we needed to be something. And the something turned into being a nonprofit, and we became a nonprofit so we could throw this event, and then it turned into being a lot more than just an event.
And this topic is so difficult for people to discuss. What empowered you back in 2009 to start writing about it? Why did you want to put yourself out there?
You know, I don't know, because I had blogged about living with MS since I was diagnosed, and that was sort of how I dealt with that. But when I was diagnosed with UC, you know, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my parents until they came to the hospital and I was laying in a bed. I really, really kept it to myself because I was embarrassed, because I didn't know anything and I wasn't educated and I didn't know anybody who had it. So when I started blogging, that was still when I was making my family lie to our other family members about why I was in the hospital so much, or people thought I took a lot of vacations at that time because I would just tell them that I was on vacation instead of I was in the hospital. So I didn't tell anybody in my real life. And maybe that's why I started blogging, was because I had to tell someone. For me, it's always been way easier to tell the internet things than it has been to tell people in my life. So that's kind of where it started. And I never thought people were going to read that blog because it was me talking about my butt all the time. But turns out, lots of people read it. And there are actually women who I've met through Girls With Guts now who say that, you know, my blog was one of the first ones they found when they were diagnosed. And those stories are always really great because, you know, I always say that I embarrassed myself for the greater good. And when they tell me they share those pages with their spouses or their families to help them understand, that always makes me feel like, you know, the way that I did it by not telling anybody in my family and putting those things out on the internet, if that is helping somebody have that conversation with their family, then that's 100% the way that it should have gone. And I'm glad that it didn't go any other way.
That is so inspiring, Jackie. What advice would you give to not only women, but anyone living out there right now that's going through a similar situation, that's so afraid to talk to their friends, family, or even workplace about inflammatory bowel disease?
So there's a couple things that I would tell them. In regards to your job, you don't have to tell everybody you work with. And I actually, every job that I've had since I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis is literally because I told somebody about living with ulcerative colitis. And I worked at the Big Three in Michigan. I now work for WeGo Health. And all of these career positions, even Girls With Guts, is from telling people about it. And I know that that's not the norm. I know that doesn't happen for everybody. But I always look at it like, if you are going to go into a flare and you're going to need compassion from your job, and maybe to take some time off, and you need people to understand that you're not slacking, you're going to have to tell them something. Legally, you don't have to, but person to person, you should probably tell them something. And I was always under the guise that I'd rather tell my employer while I'm happy and healthy, and they can see that I will work my ass off to show them that I'm good at my job. So that way, when I'm sick and I can't do that, they know that I'm still worth keeping around. So I've always been me, tell your employer. And then if your employer gives you backlash or fires you, fine, because that one wouldn't have supported you when you needed them anyway. As for telling your friends or family, don't do what I did. I did it very stupid. I decided to do the whole thing on my own. I recovered from every surgery on my own, living by myself. That was stupid. Don't do that. I would say that your friends and family, more times than not, want to help you in any way that they can. And they feel very helpless a lot of the time because they can't. So when you give them the gift of being able to help you, most of the time, they're happy to do whatever you ask. And so through Girls With Guts, I've met thousands of women. And there are definitely people who have families who, you know, don't support them or don't understand IBD. And that's when you can find other people who will. But most of us have families who are willing and ready to help us. We just have to give them the opportunity to do that. And with something like IBD, where you can feel like it's, you know, riddled with shame and embarrassment, I used to say that if I had cancer of the arm, I would never have been embarrassed to tell anybody about that. But instead, I had active disease in my digestive tract, and we've been taught that that's something you don't talk about. IBD is a real disease. It's a real serious disease. People have lost their lives to it. And so some of the treatments are even the same as they use in cancer. So it's something that puts your life at risk. You should be able to talk to your family about that and throw the shame out the window, because this is something that you need to do to keep yourself alive.
Well, that's powerful. So you decided to go into surgery. What were your thoughts there, knowing that you were going to have to live with this J pouch?
Yeah, the choice to have surgery, well, it was almost not a choice. I spoke with a surgeon who basically told me that I could either choose when to have surgery and schedule it on a calendar, or wait till I was airlifted in and needed emergency surgery. I tried every medication I could. I tried every diet I could. I saw a shaman. I did Reiki. I did everything that I could to get better, and I could not get better. I never got out of a flare, ever. So for me, it became a literal choice between life and death. And I met so many people who lived for 10 or 20 years who said, I wish I had done this sooner. Why didn't I do this sooner? And I kind of refused to be one of those people, because my life was miserable. It was absolutely terrible. And when you're that sick and nothing is working, you're willing to try anything, anything. So for me, hearing that from the surgeon was the confirmation that I needed to know that I needed to do surgery. And so it was I ended up having four surgeries, and scheduling that first surgery date was the first step to getting better. And each surgery had complications, because of course they did. And it was not an easy process for me, and it wasn't a particularly fun process for me, but it was what I had to do to stay alive, and I would do it all over again tomorrow if I had to.
We're talking with Jackie Zimmerman, the founder and president of Girls With Guts. You know, one of the things I love about your website is that you celebrate these different surgeries, and you really are breaking through some of the stigmas of having a J-pouch or whatever surgical intervention. Do you find that when you get together and you share these things, is a empowering experience to know you're not alone?
Oh, absolutely. And that's basically what the whole principle of what Girls With Guts is founded on, is that, like I said, I was stupid and did it all alone, and it made it immensely harder. And then once I met other people in real life who also had IBD, it was sort of like this whole new world opened up for me, and I wanted to make sure that nobody else had to do it on their own, that there was somewhere they could go to meet other people, to connect, to share stories, or to mostly to read stories about people who were doing well while living with IBD.
And I understand you're coming up on your annual event. When is that going to be held?
Friday, the 22nd through the 24th. This is our fifth year, our fifth event, which is pretty exciting. We will be in Chicago this year.
And I hear you're already sold out. So this event's at Pasadena, correct?
That is correct. We have 80 women joining us this year.
Is there a way for people that want to join or want to be a part to follow this story?
Sure. What I would say is follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. You can find us under IBD Girls for all of those. And the hashtag for the weekend is GWG2017. We also are taking video of some of the things that we're doing while we're there, and we will put those on our Vimeo channel after the event.
I'll make sure that all those resources are available on the podcast notes. So with this Vimeo, are you doing any kind of live streaming?
We are not. We've had requests for that, and we think about doing that, but we want to make sure that we're still providing a really unique value for the people who come in person, because the reason behind doing these events is to get people together in real life. The internet is an amazing resource, and it changes a lot of lives, but there's something about that one-on-one connection. So we want to bring people together. And we do that by giving them a weekend with all these unique offerings that are, you know, catered to them and their needs. And so we don't live stream because we want to make sure that we still get people who leave their houses and come meet us.
That's great. For people that want to get involved with Girls With Guts, how can they find you guys?
So you can find us, we're everywhere. Our website is girlswithguts.org. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Pinterest. I think we're on Snapchat now. And you can interact with us all the time. You can use hashtag Girls With Guts, hashtag IBD Girls, and find us doing all the things everywhere. And what's really great is that the people who have become our clients, and we consider anybody who we service in any capacity to be our clients, have started using, you know, IBD Sisters and Girls With Guts in their hashtags. And it's really great to see this community that has kind of organically made itself. And if you really want to get in there and you want to really find support or get your questions answered, we do have a private Facebook group, which is linked from our Facebook page. And we verify everybody who's in there. It is strictly women right now and strictly patients. So that is, we have about 2,000 members in that group right now. And we've actually just recently partnered with smartpatients.com, which is a forum for our spouses or caregivers or anybody who's not a woman living with IBD who wants to support a woman living with IBD to go to smartpatients.com, and they will have a forum there specifically for everybody who's not a girl with guts.
Jackie, this has been such great information. Do you have any closing thoughts to people out there living with IBD?
The only closing thoughts that I have is you don't have to do this alone. There are definitely tons and tons of patients out there telling their stories and connecting in person and on the internet to where you don't have to be the only person who you know that has IBD. There are lots of us out there, and everybody, for the most part, is really looking to connect and create their own support networks. And that's really what Girls With Guts is about. But if you're not a girl with guts, there are lots of other places that you can go to find support, find community, and to get involved.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciated having you on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
She's Jackie Zimmerman, founder and president of Girls With Guts. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to sharing another inspirational story with you soon.